let's see, well, Copernicus will be north of our track, is that correct?
I believe so, from my charts here, but let me double check that. That is affirmative. Tommy just gave me the up on that one. You guys got time to listen, I can update you on the home front while you're looking out the windows.
Go ahead, Bob.
Let's see, for the CDR, they're eating beans and cornbread over at Nassau Bay tonight. Probably a good thing they're eating beans there, Gene, because you're feeding 25 tonight. And the horse is getting fed also.
Beans and cornbread, it's a good thing I'm eating up here.
You better believe it. And of course, everybody sends their love. And over in El Lago, they're...
Well...
Go ahead, Gene.
I'm just going to ask you to return mine for me, would you?
Oh, you better believe it. They're listening to the squawk box. You don't have to say anything to me. And over in El Lago, Jamie is saying her prayers ending them with God bless America and Challenger from now on. And John is saying there's Daddy's rocket makes it go pitch light out. And of course, everybody sends their love.
Hey, great.
And they're all listening right now.
Tell John though that I shaved the other night.
Roger, he'll be listening, hearing that. They're all over at the... in Nassau Bay at a big meeting of the flight plan. The Parkers are briefing the Cernans and the Evans on the flight plan tonight. And out in Tucson, for the LMP, it's kind of cloudy and cold out there today. It's colder than normal. Everything's working fine on the speaker out there, Jack, and they're just listening, and your mother is really tickled and just pleased it's all good out.
That sounds like mother. And I just got a real good view of Copernicus, but I'm afraid I can't help you out on the structure in the central peak. Just a little too dark.
Okay.
But it's a fantastic sight at this altitude. It is a big crater. It looks like it's about 80 kilometers in diameter.
I'll drink to that.
And put down a verify on those dark deposits in the wall. And also on the southeast wall, there's one right on the rim. I think we mapped that one too, but I'll have to go back and check.
Okay.
That one looked like it had a crater in it. However, they all tend to be elongate radially with respect to the crater. But that's about all I can add now.
Okay.
Bob, I'm glad the squawk box is fixed, and of course, send my love and best wishes out there to Tucson.
That's a roger, Jack. You guys might also be interested here in the Houston area. All of the ground voice or air to ground is being carried on FM station, 100% of it, and K K KUHT, the television station, will cover, the educational TV station is going to cover 100% of the EVAs, all three of them, for all the time.
That sounds great. We hope we can provide them with as much education as we can entertainment.
We're counting on it.
I guess Parker's all we had left down there to brief him on the landing site, huh?
I won't even comment on that one.
Okay, I figure he will later. Also to send my best up north to the Bellwood area up there, because I think there's a squawk box up there too.
Beautiful.
And Bob, it's all in all, it's been a pretty exciting day. I think a pretty accomplishing day, and certainly a rewarding day on our part. It's also been a long day, but we're hoping that it can only be superseded by tomorrow, and judging from what we got in store, it might very well be.
I think that sums up the day. It's a day of anticipation for what's going to happen tomorrow. Everything's gone off real well here, and we're just glad you're in the orbit you're in, and we're waiting for tomorrow.
My goodness, Bob, this is Jack. It's awful hard to spend much time up here anticipating the events come so fast, and certainly are exciting and rewarding each one one at a time. But obviously tomorrow is going to be the biggie.
Oh, Roger. Ron, we're watching your 52, and just be advised you do not have to do the option one.
Okay, real fine, boss.